You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Yeah. Oh!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number you can call. You can text anytime throughout the show. Good morning, Mr. Banish.
And a good morning to you, too, young man. How are you?
I am delightful, and good morning to you, Ms. Lee Scram.
Hello, how's it going?
Filling in for the next 9 months. We're very excited about that.
Wait a minute, 9 months? Who's having a baby?
That's a, Joey. It's all Joey. Joey having a baby. We were talking, Lisa and I, earlier this week about Valentine's Day stuff to do because... you know, I'm married now almost 20 years, and not that we've taken. In fact, we're pretty conscious as a couple about going out on dates. Like, critically important to do that, because I can tell you, probably 60 to 70% of my friends probably haven't been on a date with their wife in about I'm gonna say maybe 5 or 6 years. And I'm serious. Like, just go out, the two of them, for dinner and go actually have a good time together.
Yeah. Well, they're so busy working, it's taking rare. Care of the family, sure.
Yeah, it's rare trying to get some of that stuff done. So, you know, what I was mentioning is that Lori and I try 2 to 3 times a month to go out and consciously get a sitter, or have my oldest son watch the kids and go out for dinner and just hang out or do something. There's always dinner and something. But, you know, try to avoid the movies, or, believe it or not, like, we don't consider that a date if we go to the movies or a play, because then we don't get to talk to each other. So it's more about face-to-face time, like doing something together that we actually can, because I still like my wife, and I believe she likes me too. So that, I think so. I think that's critically important.
Dance lessons.
Interesting. We did that right when we, before we got married, actually, we did that. Because we had a big orchestra, and we said, well, we better learn how to dance before that.
What kind of dance did you take?
At that time, I think it was big band and swing, because I think we knew how to dance, and it wasn't like white man overbite bad dancing. I mean, we actually knew how to dance. She still has just amazing, when we go out and stuff and go to weddings and stuff, she's like, just tears it up. But yeah, it was big band and swing, so that was fun. And it was like a 6-week, you know, intensive 3-hour course a week.
Because we're looking, my boyfriend and I are looking to start taking some kind of dance class, but he was looking into it, and it's like, do you want to do hip-hop, or do you want to do salsa?
Salsa.
There's like everything.
Salsa's pretty big, and there's a really great place over by, like, the Hilton and Towers off of Michigan and Balboa, and I can't remember the name of that place. It's behind Buddy Guy's upstairs, massive place, and I know of a couple people in my office that go, like, salsa dancing and do, you know, and one of them teaches. Which is kind of cool. So I'll try to figure out that place. But yeah, doing stuff like that, then you're doing it together. You're totally like spending connected time together. You know, again, movies, you can't really do that. But we were talking about alternatives and unconventional things you do for Valentine's Day, but things that are kind of anti-Valentine's Day as well. And you were doing something with your girlfriend. Did you do it already?
We were talking about having a Galentine's Day. I'm hoping that it happens still.
Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is
just you two bonding, or
exactly.
a bunch of girls.
Yeah, totally.
But not like going out and bashing. Just going and having a good time yourself.
Yeah, appreciating. Yeah, because you know, love is present in friendships as well as romantic relationships.
That's absolutely true. I like the way you think about that. See, listen to that, Roger. You and I should go out. We should do a Galentine.
We'll scratch ourselves.
We'll share our love for each other. That's okay.
There you go.
I'm a guy kind of thing. I'm secure in my manhood.
I'm very secure in mine.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. See, there you go. Yeah. But I was telling Lisa about this. They had it on the WGN Morning News where if you did not have a boyfriend or you were in really just ending a breakup. But, and by the way, I heard, I don't know if it was Bill Left. I think Bill Left talked about this week, that there should be like a 10-day before Christmas and before Valentine's Day where you cannot, it is illegal to break up with your significant other.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Because that's a very common time to do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just emotions running away or just being cheap or what the deal is. But what they were doing was having this big event, and it already happened Friday, I believe, where you brought items, and it could be letters, it could be copies of emails, it could be gifts, it could be clothing that the significant other left behind, and they literally burn the stuff up and just, you know, just... They're just angry people. And it's not just women. It's men. It's both. It's just you could just show up. And maybe on that chance, in that bitterness, you'll meet somebody. It's not really a good circumstance to do that, I don't think.
That's too anti.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you're that angry about your relationship, probably not ready to get into another one yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to give yourself a little...
And there's too many rebound relationships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's just sex, it's fine. Isn't it? Oh, no?
I mean, if you're single
and you're just going, you know, you're just going out and having, I don't mean sex specifically, but I mean, you're just going out and having fun and doing whatever, not, you know, getting into some deep relationship. There's nothing wrong with that. Lise just cut out. She just left.
No, there's.
Wait,
well, she's
what?
Got a new boyfriend.
Yeah,
so.
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, how new is new?
Napabalo was like making fun of me so much last night.
Oh,
yeah.
So sorry.
He's
for
listening.
Having a boyfriend?
My boyfriend's listening.
Well, because the way she was saying it. My boyfriend.
Okay. Let me tell you about another interesting event that happened a couple days ago.
Yeah.
There was a speed dating thing at Navy Pier on the...
Oh, Bennett participated in that.
Yes.
On the Ferris wheel?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him about it?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
He said it was interesting. He said it was one of those things. John Hansen, who fills in for me and others once in a while here... also hosts you and me in the morning and on WCIU, and they were doing a live remote from Navy Pier where they're doing a speed dating, which looked really cool. So it was literally on the Ferris wheel. Is it heated, by the way, I'm assuming, this time of
year?
Yes,
they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That makes sense.
But still, it goes around so slow. How could it be speed?
It's 12. I think it was a 12-minute ride.
Yeah, but it's – yeah, I was going to say it's 15 minutes, and that – you could learn a lot about somebody that 15 minutes, especially if you don't like them.
Right.
But yeah, Bennett did it on air and went and did the whole ride. And I don't think there's any future in that relationship, but, you know, and I don't think he's like into like, you know, needing to have somebody like right away. But because he just broke off a long time relationship. But I thought that was pretty cool. That's a really good way of doing that and getting to meet a lot of different people. Right.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Yeah.
You'd consider that, right?
Well, yeah, if I was.
Oh, of course, if you're not and you no longer are.
Did you guys ever do speed dating?
Roger.
Is that a thing? Speed?
I
wouldn't be good in that situation.
I saw Robin Baumgarten doing it on the morning news a few years ago, too, where you just literally, it's a lunch, and you go through, and it's like a business thing downtown, and you sign up, and I don't know if it's like... like the type of people you are, the type of position you have, or white collar, blue collar. But they try to match some basic things together. And then you go to lunch and you sit at a table. It's 5 minutes and you get to know each other. And if you want to take that person's name down, I guess you write it down. And later they'll exchange contact information if it's approved by one another. But okay, but when was the last time you dated, Roger? And I say this.
Last time I dated?
Yeah. Don't say within your marriage. So it was when? How long have you been married?
Well, we... The 21st will be 41 years, and together for about a little over a year prior to that.
See, there you have it. Okay.
So so it's been almost 43 years since I dated.
Okay, all right.
And I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, okay. All
seriously.
Right. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. We were talking about, you know, my wife not going to this first night thing at the auto show, and my daughter had some plans that night, so she wasn't, I want to say she wasn't the first choice, but I knew she had something going on already. And it went through my mind, like, well, if my wife can't go, and it's a, you know, it is kind of a formal tuxedo and gown type of thing. And I'm thinking, who would I take? And I thought about this client who just got divorced, who's looking for a guy. And I thought, well, it's a great place maybe to meet somebody. But then when you're with a guy, that's not cool. And then somebody from work. Who's in her late 20s and somewhat single and said, well, you know, I, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then like, I was going through a bunch of people in my mind and I just thought to myself, how do you explain that to people when you run into people at the event? Like, oh, this is, you know, it's a typical joke. This is my niece. And I thought to myself, what a bunch of like, it just
But once you got there, wouldn't that person kind of just go off on their own?
No. I think you're there to hang out with one another. Oh, yeah. I think as your guest, you're going to go and walk around. And, we met other people there. And, I mean, I had other friends that were there that we hung out with little bits and pieces. And we saw Andrea Darlis for a little while and hung out and stuff. Like, we just kind of, like, you hook up and hang out for a little bit, and then you move on to the next thing. But
sounds
I thought...
Sounds like Tinder. Hook up and hang.
Yeah,
hook
that's an hang. Yeah. I know.
Sorry.
I know. But it really, I went through a lot in my head, and I just said, well, Emma's just going to have to cancel her plans. That's the best choice for me to do is take my daughter and do this thing. But there's a lot of other things that Lise found that are kind of quirky a little bit. Let's see here. What did you find here? We got quirky. Here's a quirky alone day party. As much as we love battling heart-shaped pinatas during singles awareness parties, we'll concede that hating Valentine's Day just feels trite and obnoxious as a day itself. So people are throwing feel-good parties celebrating empowerment, romance, and gratitude. So to your point about appreciating, you know, friendships and everything else, that's another way of celebrating Valentine's Day without being obnoxious about it. Have a group date. My son kind of did that tonight. Like, it was a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys that he really invited over at the last minute because he's not, at 15, he's not committed to some long-term relationship at this point. So he invited like three or four girls over and two or three guys over. So the odds are better. And they hung out and spent some time together. So I think that's a kind of a cool thing. What else did you find, Lise?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been thinking more about like Valentine's Day, like different things to do, because I don't think we have plans yet. Although,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of want to go ice skating.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Millennium Park, a great place for that. There's also Rosemont's got that.
But then I'm like, will everybody be ice skating?
You know what? I think last night was the big night out. I don't know if today would be that day. I think you might be a little safer doing that.
How about on Tuesday?
People are working, man. I mean, if you're talking about daytime, you're probably in pretty good shape. Yeah. If you're talking nighttime, yeah, I would think you'd get a pretty good crowd there. There's a lot of little places to ice skate around town besides Millennium Park. There's the Rosemont thing that's out there, which if you're not living in the city, then that's a great alternative. And the Cubs are putting one out. You know, they're going to do one in front of their plaza starting, I think, next year.
And there's neighborhood skating rinks.
Yeah.
They have they're actually frozen. I mean... They have the system underneath.
Yeah.
So when it starts warming up, it's still ice. We have one up on the north side. It's the Blackhawks rink at Warren Park.
See, there you have it.
Yeah.
I like this one that you found, Lise. This one was try your hand at funny, like sign up yourself for an amateur night of stand-up comedy.
Ooh.
Which is kind of fun. Like that, you know, if you've got that type of sense of humor. Like, I don't know if my wife would stand up and do that. I would totally do that.
Is karaoke passé now?
No, I would say not. There's bars that do that.
Well, I know there's bars,
like,
but
Howl at the Moon is a good place to go hang out. So it's not really karaoke, but it's like dueling pianos. And
I saw Anthony Rizzo at Howl at the Moon.
Did you really?
Oh my gosh, yeah. He was like out with his friends, my brother and I.
That's cool.
We like saw him when we were waiting in line to get into the place, and he just got in, obviously. And he was wearing this blue and white checkered shirt, and so the entire night, my brother and I were just looking for people in blue and white checkered shirts. It was like, where's Waldo?
That's awesome.
There were all these other
guys.
Like,
he should be back there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's a pretty, that one single block is where.
Oh, it's hopping. I'd never been out in, like, what is that, Streeterville, technically. I guess. It was crazy. It felt like I was, like, in Champaign, but, like, classier.
One single street.
Right.
In that one single street. Yeah, when the Blackhawks won the Cup and the Cubs won, I was in and around the area, and actually for the Blackhawks, I think I was reporting live from there with Patty, like, because we needed to get people out there, and my son and I were down there. Oh, no, where was that? That was, what's the little hamburger joint that belongs to, oh, gosh, now I can't think of it. What are some of the other bars?
The Let Us Entertain You place?
No. Look on that street real quick, will you, and tell me some of the other places on there. But I have a great story that, Billy Deck's place is what I'm talking about, and I saw one of his folks outside, and I said, well, I want to come in and interview some folks. And he said, well, I can't let Josh come in. He's just too young. And he was like 13. So he sent somebody outside where my car was parked on the street, a bouncer to stand in front of my car and watch Josh while I went inside.
Oh my gosh!
And did the interview. By the way, and you couldn't even walk up there. It was absolutely packed because the rumors immediately after you win something are that they're going to start making the rounds, and bars make deals with some of the stuff. They're friends, you know, whatever. But that's what it was. It was Billy Deck's place, and I can't remember what the name of it is now. But rent your partner's dream car. I've done that on vacation where I've rented like a Dodge Charger and stuff with the kids and like cruised around Minneapolis like we were going visiting people. And we just when we go to cool places and I just take the kids with me, totally rent cool cars and drive around. Let's see here. Volunteering at a local charity. I like that. Take a boxing class together and throw punches. Yeah. It's the kind of the anti-love date. I like that.
Remember
as well.
When you didn't wash the dishes last Tuesday?
Exactly.
Whack.
Yeah.
Well, more locally thinking, Chicago, it's Chicago Theater Week this week. So
that's a nice way to do some of that, right?
There's like over 100 different productions going on around the city.
Okay, here's some other ones. Here's some cheap dates.
Oh, good.
Because I want to get some music, too. We're going to be late already. I'm just going to tell you right now. All right, so here's the other. A DIY dinner. I like that.
What, like cook?
Like just cook for each other. Yeah. Like do a little something
today.
Like. Yeah, see? I like that. I like that. Make something for each other. Yeah, I'm less about that. I would rather buy, and I do this, I buy like 3 or 4 cards, and then I'll, leading up to the day, and maybe even after it, I'll stick a card on her pillow, or I'll stick it in the dashboard of her car.
I love that.
Here's a good one. Have a sex marathon. So if you have sex regularly, it's probably rare that you carve out enough time to draw out foreplay. try out new toys or positions and engage in multiple rounds. Designating a night where your attention is solely on each other. Yeah, that's great when you have kids running around, too, in the house.
Yeah, sure,
it's not as convenient.
And the dinner's burning.
Why is the door locked? Well, we're painting in here. Just please. have a sex marathon. It's interesting. Yeah, you have to be a certain age. Not a certain age. I think you have to be at a certain time in your life where you're not surrounded by children and other things to try to squeeze that in.
Well, maybe get a babysitter and go to a hotel or something.
Now, we've done that.
Yeah,
we've done that where we've connected, like we've found, like, the Intercontinental, and then we go to Michael Jordan Steakhouse or Bandera or something. We've literally packaged that and then still got home by midnight.
Oh.
See that? You can do those things. That's all not, you know, when you're married, there's just more elements that come into play where you don't have that time for one another.
Sure.
So, go ice skating. There you go. Yeah. So, maybe you should make dinner and have a sex marathon while ice skating.
Well, it seems
sex
like
marathon
that's
on ice. That sounds like it's going to rival Disney on ice.
All right, I'm going to the gutter.
That replaces the circus now.
Yeah, Go to a nude beach. That was a recommendation. Here's a recommendation. I'm saying like a lot. Like we're saying like a lot. Someone doesn't like that. Oh, okay. Take your wife to a play, not Hamilton, a small storefront theater, and she'll love it, even if it's not a great play.
But take them to like an audience participation thing.
Yeah,
that's the great part. I love those.
Oh, to do the audio. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's, I mean, these small plays that are out there, but they involve the audience in some way, shape, or form. Finnegan's Wake used to be in town many years ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they actually call up someone to, you know, the singer make it.
They just did that on Valentine or on Modern Family this week where they did a participation play. And you have to have somebody really that's willing to jump into that, because if you don't, it's not fun at all.
Right.
Yeah, especially if they get picked for something from the audience.
I got my wife to do it.
Oh, would she
and
do that?
She hated it.
Oh, see.
Because she doesn't like the public limelight.
Yeah.
But when I pushed her up, this was at the Finnegan's Wake, and they needed someone to come up and sing Danny Boy, because it was the deceased's favorite song, and the regular singer was drunk and passed out. And my wife's a singer, and it blew the actors away.
Speaking of singers, songs, I wanted to get to this, too, and I know it's already 2:30 here, but sappy songs. We were just talking about that in the office today, the love songs.
For Valentine's Day?
I cannot stand – there are some songs that are just awful for Valentine's Day or for any, like, you know, whatever. And these two that I at least pull – were the two, like, number one and number two worst songs of all time. Sappiest. If you got one, you can throw it to me. 312-981-7200. Like, sappiest love song. Let's play the first one. It's, is this Air Supply or is this Feelings? Feelings.
Oh, God. I hate that song. Feelings. Oh. Oh, my ears.
That's number two. No, that one's actually number one.
Everyone covered that song.
Yeah.
And
Carol Burnett covered it as Eunice in the Carol Burnett Show, I remember.
I remember, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Morris Albert was his name. Is it any surprise, this is what it says, the write-up is, it any surprise that the grand poobah of sappy love songs makes an appearance on this list? This is awful.
Yeah.
I'll get this off.
And it was on the air forever.
It was on the air forever.
Oh, it was in the playlist, yeah. Top 40 forever. Yeah.
I'm going to also say anything Air Supply. This is probably the worst one of them all, though. Although, you know what? I believe this was my 7th or 6th grade dance song and theme.
All Out of Love?
That I think I danced to with Shelley Furstenfeld. If she's listening right now. Oh, yeah, this is total grammar school.
Yeah.
Where were you in 79-80, Lisa? Exactly.
I was...
Negative.
20 years in the making.
20 years in the making.
No, 16.
I was 12 in 79.
Oh, my God, 79?
Yeah.
We moved back from Vegas. Our daughter was a year old, and... I went to work at Q101.
Look at that. I don't know if you can see down in the WGNRadio.com, but Lisa and I are dancing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very slow dancing.
She's standing on your feet.
Yeah,
daddy,
exactly.
Daughter.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I have one to add to the mix, yeah. If I may.
What's that one?
Okay. And I mean, I love this song. I was looking on lists of like sappy love songs. Little Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is this? Is this You're the Inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This was my prom song in high school.
I'm just walking through Dave Plyer milestone dances.
Because Chicago was this big rocker in the 70s, and then they did all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a different singer. Kind of got a little cheesy.
It was Peter Cetera, wasn't it? Roger, it was Peter Cetera.
Well, Cetera, I don't know when he left. Is he the lead on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then he hadn't left yet.
No.
Yeah.
Googling. I think this is a great song.
Yeah.
But there was a they went from being rockers to these big ballad singing, you know, sessions. So, oh, good Lord. This was your prom song?
Yeah.
My prom song was Zager and Evans in the year 2525.
Get off
had
my shoes,
nothing
please.
To do with love or anything.
Mine was Talking Heads.
Oh.
What is it? Once in a Lifetime.
Okay.
I know. I was like throwback. It was like 2011. But...
Yeah. Those themes are important. What would you do with all the songs today? I'm just curious, like, what are the recent songs would be?
Bad and Bougie.
You Are So Beautiful, Joe Cocker, as somebody's saying here from... I can't even see the text. Put on my glasses, 608. And then another one, Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. Very cheesy love song. Do you know that one?
No, I've never heard that one.
All right, we are ridiculously late going into news.
And again, I say,
yes.
So what's new?
So what's new? All right, let's pay for this thing. We'll be right back.